listening to the Money Making Marketing Podcast, and we are your guides to making money with marketing. I'm Isaac from Volta Media, and as ever, I'm joined by Jenny from Avon Marketing and Louis from The Mailman. On this week's show, we're going to be looking at automation and whether it's something you should be including in your marketing strategy. We're going to look at the pros, we're going to look at the cons, and then we're going to share some of our bits of advice around what parts of your marketing can be automated. Started. I think it'd be great to see if either of you guys are implementing any automations within your marketing strategies, because it's something that I do and do quite a bit of. But it'd be good to kind of get your thoughts on it.
Personally, I actually don't automate too much, to be honest. It's something that I need to get into. I just haven't like put the time in, because obviously from automation, you need to put time into creating a system initially so that system can be automated. Otherwise, you're just trying to systemize your own time. Yeah. Because everything I do currently, it's like me posting on LinkedIn. I don't schedule it, and I guess that's all technically automating it. Emails, I suppose, are the closest thing, because I use MailChimp.
Yeah.
I still have to go and do one email, but then once that's done, it goes to everyone. Yeah. I don't have to manually.
Yeah, I guess there's a few different kind of levels of automation. So you've got stuff like having your emails go out to everyone. That's like low level automation.
Yeah, very low level.
But then you've got like more high level automation where your marketing funnel itself is kind of like guided through automatically without you having to do any manual work. And yeah. I think one of the downsides to automation to begin with is time. It takes a lot of time to invest and get it set up and working properly. But then you have the benefit of it's that kind of one-time investment.
Yeah.
Once it's there.
I think that's one thing I sometimes struggle with is sometimes I can sometimes spend ages putting a plan together, then not sticking to that plan, or spending ages setting up a process and maybe not sticking to that process. So that's something I need to get better with. I think it's a case of probably utilizing kind of softwares and programs out there that can kind of do a lot of it for you and make the planning side easier and make it easy to stick to. Where sometimes when I create kind of my own processes, sometimes I just end up not sticking to them, which is ridiculous. But I think you're right, it can take a bit of time in the beginning, but it's worth it kind of in the end, in the long run, isn't it? Especially if you want to grow your business and like you want to bring employees and things on. If you get kind of nail that automation to begin with, then just going to make things 10 billion times easier, isn't it, as you grow?
Yeah, definitely. Like I think one of the issues and things people tend to have around the automation side of things is that they have the plan of what they want to do, but they think they need to tackle it all in one go. Where realistically you want to start small, like with your marketing strategy in general. You start off at the awareness stage, start automating little pieces within that, and then move on to your consideration stage and have that bridge across nicely, and in your decision stage and in your retention stage. And then before you know it, after a few months of doing a little bit here and there, you've now got the whole marketing thing that only really has one bit of manual bit at the beginning, and that's creating the content to schedule to go out onto your brand awareness. And then after that, everything is just handheld across the way.
That's probably a good point. I guess if you get into the habit with one small element of your business or of your marketing, and then just kind of build on that. Because I think you're right, it can be overwhelming. But I think, like, personally, I think the only thing I really automate is all kind of social media marketing and that side of things, naturally, because there's a lot of kind of scheduling softwares and things like that that can help you. So I think that's probably really the only stuff I do. I'm probably saying emails and things like that, but it's not, talking about your sales funnel. That's...
I've just remembered I do have some form, actually, because so in the previous years, so Christmas is coming up. We always send Christmas cards on behalf of businesses. In previous years, I've had like direct inquiries where people will say like, how much is it for this, blah, blah, blah. Whereas this year, all of my marketing, whether that's posts or ads, are going directly to a landing page. On that landing page, it has all the copy, the pricing, things like that. A button where people can fill in a form and actually place their order online. So that is fully automated because I don't have to be involved at all.
So they don't have to sit down with you and like go through all that information.
So literally someone can go on, read what they want to read, press a button, place their order.
I think people quite like that. A lot of people don't want to think, oh Christ, I'm going to have to speak to Louis for half an hour and tell him. Whereas if they can literally just go do, that's all my information. Just do what I want.
I do something kind of similar to that with my training. So in my training, people can just go on the website and they can choose a time that works with them. They can book in, they can pay straight away and get straight on with the training. What I used to do before that was I would have a meeting with them and chat with them and all this kind of stuff. And it's kind of unnecessary. So when they now sign up for training, they answer a few questions. I will give them a quick call before we do the training session just to gather a bit more information so I can tailor it to them. And then that's it. It's very, very minimal effort on my part to be able to get into that point of doing a training with them.
Yeah, which
so I can focus more on delivering the service as opposed to trying to sell the service.
Yeah, because I think as you started saying all you do is kind of fill your information in, I think this automation sometimes as well depends on your industry and things. Something like Louis, in terms of if I wanted like direct mail sending Christmas cards or something, it's quite a straightforward, this is the message, this is what I want, can you get it done? Yeah. Whereas if I wanted to do training, like video training, I'd probably more likely want to speak to someone. But then you saying, I do give them a quick call in that, then me as a customer, I'd feel reassured.
Yeah.
But personally,
I keep the touch points there. There is that manual touch point before the thing.
Which I think is important,
thing,
isn't it?
That is necessary, really, just to be able to make sure that I'm tailoring everything to them exactly how they need it.
Yeah.
I've got the questions that kind of guide that, so I can go into that call, have an idea what they're wanting, just double check some things. It turns a half hour meeting into a 5-minute phone call.
Yeah, which and I think because sometimes I think nowadays a lot of people are putting these systems in, and now and then you think, I just want to speak to a person. So I think probably with that automation, especially maybe in that sales funnel and things, I think you've maybe hit the nail on the head there, Isaac, kind of with your touch points. Great, automate things, but then don't take away that personal side and actually communicating. Because for me, if I signed up for training and did not hear really from you until the time came, I'd be really skeptical and thinking, oh god, I don't know if this is kind of the right thing.
Unless you know that Isaac has like built up credibility, and because Isaac makes videos and stuff on his YouTube
people
like do feel like they know Isaac who watches videos. So in that instance, it's like, oh, I trust Isaac and I know that this is just part of his he wouldn't have time to like speak to me. But a lot of the time that isn't the case, and I know exactly what you mean.
I guess as well it depends what, as in I've seen like certain training online where basically people kind of sign up and they kind of, you've got a similar feature, you know, where people go through modules online and it's all kind of online based, different, whereas if you were coming in to speak to me in person or presenting to my team or something,
you'd want like a phone call before to say like, oh, just to confirm we'll be coming on this day, blah, blah, blah.
Outside of the video training stuff, all of my marketing automations is leading them to a meeting with me.
Mm-hmm.
So everything really outside of that training is trying to get the meeting with me.
And ultimately,
so it is trying to lead to that in-person touch point.
Yeah, and ultimately by having them go through that stage, that's saving your time whilst you qualify them, because people are only going to go through that to that point where they book a meeting.
Yeah.
If they're like, yeah, I'm really interested.
Yeah.
And it's saving your
that's one of the
time.
Great things about it is, you can automate the process and slowly whittle away the people that are time wasters, the people that aren't actually going to buy your services. So you can get it to a point now where you have that proposal, you have that meeting, you put together a proposal, you share it with them. Like automating the system and whittling it down, it's got my conversion rates up from 30% to it's like 82% at the moment.
Wow.
So I'm not having as many meetings, which is great because I can focus on stuff that actually matters.
Yeah.
You just
but when I have those
ones.
Meetings, it's someone who is very, very likely to work with me.
I guess that we've all probably had this where, yeah, you go to a meeting, spend an hour chatting to them and then nothing comes of it. Or you think, why are we talking? You're not ready for this. It's not quite right for you, things like that. I know sometimes you have to, but yeah, if you can kind of stop the majority of those meetings, then you're saving yourself a lot of time, aren't you?
I think it might be a good idea. Should I kind of walk through my automation processes and how I've got that set up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I'm not saying this is the way every business needs to do it. It's different for every business. This is just it's kind of worked for me. So it all starts off with my content marketing. So this podcast every fortnight, blog posts that Jenny writes for me every week, and then videos that I do for myself, I try and do every week, but sometimes things are just too hectic. Like, meant to record a video yesterday, my computer mouse broke and I didn't have a spare, so I couldn't use my computer.
That's annoying, just a mouse.
And then,
downfall.
Okay, we're going off on a tangent here, but I went on Amazon, ordered a new mouse, it said it would be delivered by 10 p.m. that day. As soon as I clicked order, it changed and it's like, oh, it'll be 10 p.m. tomorrow.
Liars.
I would have gone into town and gone to Curry's yeah. And picked one up in person so I could have cracked on, but like,
Amazon.
I was like, oh, Amazon's convenient. But yeah, anyway, it starts off with that content marketing. So that all goes up onto YouTube, on the website, onto all of the different podcast platforms. What I have done is when I post a video to YouTube, I've got a Zapier thing, which is an automation tool, and that will automatically look at what videos have been uploaded to my YouTube and then create a blog post on the website, embed the video, add the thumbnail, add copy, and I don't have to do anything. I literally post it on YouTube and it's done.
That's next so level, yeah. Mm.
Same happens with the podcast. So when a podcast goes out, it automatically pulls in from the podcast feed and creates a post with the podcast embedded on the website. The only thing really on the website that's manual is when Jenny's doing the blog posts.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Even kind of all that side, as in when I started working with you and things, the processes that you have in place is pretty incredible, really. I've not really seen, even big businesses I've worked with don't have the processes and true. Like that automation side of things in place that you do. So it literally has made my job. That's it, and it stopped a lot of the time. You send stuff for approval for clients, and you know it there's that back and forth. Whereas the systems you have in place kind of cuts a lot of that time down to just make things a lot quicker.
Yeah. So we're still really in the awareness stage here, and that's kind of like not where it ends. So once the content goes onto the website and gets published on the website, I want to draw people across to my website from other channels. So I've got more automation set up, which pull from the RSS feed on my website, pulls every new post and creates a post and posts it onto social. That does it to all of my business's profiles, but none of my personal, because with the personal, I still want to have that personal touch. So I will do a bit of manual stuff there. But pretty much all of that kind of awareness stage is
that's
perfectly
so good.
Automated. Then to move on to that consideration stage, what I've been doing is retargeting advertising. So there's a little pixel on my website. When someone clicks through one of those links and engages with my content, I can then retarget advertising at them. So they'll go on Facebook and they'll get a little ad, and that little ad is promoting my free course. My free course is something on my website that's already being built. They go through, they go to the website, they sign up, they give me their email address, and then every day for the length of the course, they will get an email reminding them about the next module, and it
that's
encourages
all
engagement
automated too,
through
isn't
that.
It? Yeah.
That's all automated. So, yeah, I guess with the advertising, I do have to do tweaks here and there to channel people into the right place and make sure I'm getting the right audience. But it's basically
it's automated.
Automated
as it comes
very, very minimal. You're
putting us all to shame here,
work.
I think.
There you are.
So from that, it drives through, obviously, to the website. They get on the mailing list. I've then got those touch points. After the course, it follows up with them with extra goodies, so like downloadable guides, or I've even got like some book recommendations, so some books which have really helped me with my marketing. And then ultimately that email campaign is all about driving them through to the consideration stage, which is them having a meeting with me and me going through, chatting to them one-on-one, doing a bit of a marketing audit, telling them where their marketing kind of needs some work, where I can help, and then putting together that proposal. And that's all automated up until that point. The only thing that I still need to do some work on is retention. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, my retention is once a month, I've got a newsletter that goes out to everyone who's a customer or signed up to my mailing lists and that kind of thing. But what I realistically want to be doing with that is having some sort of automated referral system. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I do have a referral system, but it's all manual on my end.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of
that's amazing
where I am
with it. That's it.
The thing is that it makes your life so much easier.
It has saved me so much time.
And there's some statistics I've seen recently saying 10 years ago, 20%, no, sorry, 10 years ago, about 80% of people wanted to speak to a salesperson to be sold to, apparently, or to buy whatever they wanted to buy. Whereas now, 70% of people don't want any interaction with a person at all when they buy something. It's completely flipped on its head.
The key thing is you need to give people the options. Yeah. So I've got my business's phone number on the website. I've got a contact form on my website. If people want to get in touch direct, they can. If people want to go straight to having a meeting, they can. I have those options there for people. And I'll be honest with you, I don't remember the last time my business's phone rang.
Yeah.
Because all of my inquiries come through this automated system now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just like chucking an email out.
It's more convenient.
Yeah.
And people...
They can do it in their own time.
Lots of people also have like, not necessarily like a fear of being sold to, but they want to like just have a freedom to make their own choices. And if they're interested, then they'll go for it. Yeah. And if the copy is like persuasive enough, then they will. But they don't want to be like talking to someone who's going to try and like,
yeah,
and twist their arm is a bad name in sales ultimately.
Well, that's it. I think we've all had it where we've sat down with someone, you've just been like talked at, and it instantly, I remember going to find a car and he said at 5 o'clock you'll be back here to buy that car. I thought, well, I'm not, just that principle, because you just
what a knobhead.
I thought people
are so fucking awful. Like in the 70s,
I know, but that's it. Crazy. Now people don't really want to be sold, but I think it's good you've got the option, because I think ultimately some people kind of want to speak to people now and then. Sometimes when I go do like self-checkouts at supermarkets, I'm like, oh, I just want a person to be here and do it. Other times that just ease stuff for Amazon.
Right, so on the topic of self-checkout, okay, I do the same. I'm always like, oh, I should just go to a person. So I decide to go to a person, and then I see about 50 people go through the self-service, and I've like, still not got my stuff onto the checkout, and it's like,
It's a tough one.
Always regret it.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But then, you know, businesses at Amazon, they've nailed it because it's so convenient and quick, and you don't have to speak to anyone. It just happens. So I think it is important having probably that option. Yeah. And I think it will obviously depend on your industry and things. But
I think... Oh, go on.
Oh, go on, Lou. No.
I think one of the main areas where lots of businesses like fall off when they get into automation is the personalization side. And because it's very hard, it's harder to personalize things and make things relationship side.
What
when
can you
it's
do
automated.
With email? You can have their name,
and that's it. And everyone's
but that's
used to that
still
now.
Not personal.
Yeah, exactly.
Really.
Well, you know, or sometimes even when the email doesn't work and it comes up with like hash, like Jenny O, and you think, right, yeah, this is very automated. Here.
Something's gone a bit wrong.
Think, oh.
But that's it's such an important thing that like businesses and sales is built around relationships. Having loyal customers who stay with you forever is built around having a strong relationship and making them feel valued. And the best way to make someone feel valued is to show them that you care and like make those extra personal gestures, little gifts, things like that.
Yeah, that's something I always do at the end of a project with a client. Yeah. I will send out a gift package and it's personalized. So like if I know they really like their craft beer, I'll send them craft beer. If they're vegan and... say that they find it hard to find nice vegan chocolate, I'll send them some nice vegan chocolate and that kind of thing. You know, you do need that personal touch, and I think more so than ever.
I think particular, how you've talked, I personally think in terms of the automation, where it can save you most time is probably that like awareness stage in your sales funnel. Because for me, doing social media content marketing, a lot of bulk of my time for clients, most time is writing and creating the content. Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing. If you can automate some of that, then amazing, really.
Yeah, it's not so much automating the creation of the content. That's
it's
not possible.
How it's pushed out, though, isn't it? And how people...
It's the distribution of it, yeah.
Even that, scheduling and or manually posting things, it can take time. So if all that side of things, if a lot of that can be automated, then you're sort of winning.
This is the thing. Like, I was spending... before the automations, a good like 4 or 5 hours a week just dealing with distributing everything manually and trying to manually engage with people on emails and that kind of thing. Where now I've kind of put everything into their hands. So for example, like if people want to book a meeting with me, they don't get in touch and then we have a back and forth to arrange a meeting. It goes through Calendly. They look at my schedule. They can see when I'm free. They can book in that meeting. And it's all hands off of me.
Yeah, I think
it does have a negative side sometimes. I've had people who I don't want to have a meeting with book a meeting with me, and then I'm like, oh, how do I get out of this?
But you know, bits like that, I bet you could call them and just say, I'm really sorry, but I think it's that we've all had days. I've done it where, you know, you think, I'm going to get this done today, and all you feel like you've done is reply to emails. I know, like, the other half, when he goes on holiday and comes back, he has something ridiculous, like 500 emails, something stupid. So that sort of thing, if you can reduce things like that, and especially, obviously, like yourself, Isaac, well, all of us, it's just us. So end of the day, you know, for you to drive or grow your business, it comes down to you. So you need to free up
having automations time. Is like having another member of staff.
That's it.
You can deal with like the admin. It's like having a VA without having to pay for a VA.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain things like you can outsource and get other people to do and things like that. But certain things you can still do in house, can't you? And just automate it.
I'm not going to lie. Like if you do want to get a VA, it'll make it more cost effective in the long run and easier for your VA to do a better job for you if you automate stuff, because then they just get all of this stuff automated into their workspace.
You just have those systems organization, in place, isn't it?
Yeah, ultimately as well.
And that's like for me, like the automation started with my marketing, but it didn't stop there. I've like tried to automate everything that I can, because I don't want to spend time doing stuff which I don't have to do. So for example, like my CRM, if someone signs up to that email list, they get added to my CRM. If someone books a meeting, that gets added to my CRM. If it's a discovery meeting, then a deal will be made automatically within in my sales pipeline. So I can start tracking all of that. And every little piece is just connected and woven together to make things a really seamless experience for myself and for the customer.
Yeah, because I think like marketing and that and your sales phone and things, it can be quite complicated, especially depending on obviously your business and things. So like that, for example, if someone sends you an email, a lot of people have to sort of give themselves a check saying, all right, well, that person's email, so then I need to reply, but then I also need to add them to that mailing list and then this. And that's sometimes that's where things get missed. And yeah, it causes a lot of stress. Right. So it stops you potentially missing key details and losing potential clients, I guess.
Being in that position, like, really did make me very anxious. I used to get really anxious. Every day I'd be finishing work, I'd be stressed. And to be honest, I didn't really finish work. I'd always be on my phone, like, trying to catch up with stuff. Where since putting this automation stuff in place, it's been a bit of an adjustment period. But now, like, I know, I get up, I do my morning routine, I start work at 9, I do my work that I need to get done for that day, I've got set times for set things, I get that all done, and then I finish at 5. And it's very, very rare now that I will be working after 5
you'll
o'clock
be getting
on
one
a
of
weekend.
Those, you'll be getting one of those alarm clocks next. That's like a coffee alarm clock, and it's automate your morning coffee.
Yeah, I saw that on James
at
Hoffman.
At like 8 o'clock in the morning, it like starts making you coffee.
Trust you two to know that exists.
I get ads for it all the time. I'm like, I want it, but it's £400.
Like, it's so expensive for it. It's just a pour-over machine with a timer built into it. Like, Jesus, it does not need to cost that much.
It's ridiculous. What
is it, the Brewista?
Something like that. The thing is, I think like what you're saying about CRM systems, they're like the key to automation. Like I'm talking with a lot of like sales managers at the moment who have these automated systems, but they've lost that personal touch. And so what we can literally do is we can set up a trigger in their CRM. And for anyone who doesn't know, a CRM is basically like a digital spreadsheet with all your customer details.
It's
a
customer relationship manager
basically.
It's like a spreadsheet, but so much better because
got everything done.
Like it can automate.
You can filter things. It's like a really advanced database that you can then tap into loads of other things.
Yeah, literally. So
people use them so badly.
I mean, I've signed up to 3 different ones, I think, and just not used any of them.
That's the issue, though. A lot of them as well have far too many features. And it's like, you're never going to use half of these things.
No.
So it does take a little bit of trial and error to find one that fit your needs. But when you find it and you have automations going into it, you can literally log on in the morning and you can see every single bit of touch point that you need to have with your customers because it's outlined there for you. You've got a timeline of, oh, this person got this email at this time, this person emailed you at this time, someone called you and you missed that call, and it all just feeds into one place.
I need to get so much better at using mine because there's so much like potential. Like, for example, in fact, one of the ways it's actually helping my business to grow is that these businesses, instead of having to like manually send me spreadsheets every month, they can, whenever a customer goes in, they have this automated process where like a week before their meeting with their demo or sales meeting, we'll get a notification to send them a card saying, we really look forward to meeting you. Or after the demo saying, it was great to meet you, talk through this blah, blah, blah. Just that extra like handwritten card, it's automated for those businesses.
Yeah, I think
completely.
I think it's that people say, well, how do I automate handwritten cards and gifts? But it's, I guess it's, you talk about
But
as well, the touch points and the triggers, as in, you can't automate handwriting a card. You have to manually do it yourself. But at least it's kind of reminders and bits there to basically every time you do X, then it prompts you to do the next step. Whereas I think a lot of businesses I've worked with, some of those steps get missed. And that's when like kind of that whole sales funnel breaks down because, you know, you're not continuously pushing them through and your touch points get lost.
This is a thing that, this is something I try and tell people all of the time. Stop trying to tackle your decision stage of marketing when your brand awareness is shit. Like if you don't have a good brand awareness, there's no point fixing a sale when you've got a leaky hole. You're just going to keep sinking. You're going to think things are okay because up there they are, but then in half an hour you're going to be drowning.
I guess it's like you said, start probably think of, I guess I would have thought of automation. I think, I feel like you probably more, Isaac, have opened my eyes to what automation is, just working with you and talking to you kind of about what you do. But I beforehand, if someone said, what would you say kind of automated marketing was, I'd have thought probably more elements, as in, you automate scheduling some posts on Buffer.
Yeah,
you automate your newsletters, and but actually it's the whole process. I think if you start at the beginning, and like you said, you need to get the first bit right to get the next bit. So start with that awareness stage. Think about all the bits within that you can automate and then go from there. Yeah.
It's just start small and build up from there. I mean, I didn't know you were doing stuff with people to try and like automate their.
It makes sense, doesn't it? Because like lots of people say,
we need to chat about this after.
Okay. Because lots of people say like, I don't have time to send all these spreadsheets and gather this data across. But if they have a good CRM system that they, that all the data is already on, then they literally just have to set up this trigger once to on a certain date. You can even do it for birthdays, a week before this person's birthday, send us a notification. For us as a business, it makes our life way easier. So we just have one email address, all these things come through. It's like, send a card to this person, their address is this, this is a message.
Yeah, and as well,
I log my client's birthdays and stuff in the CRM. Yeah. So like about a week or so before their birthday, I'll pop up and I'm like, okay, I'll go do a birthday card. But it would be nice to be able to like not have to be checking that constantly and be thinking about that and honestly running out of time to get it done.
Yeah.
If I could just have that automated and go across to you and you sort that out, and fantastic.
Yeah. That's it, and it's that whole personal thing, isn't it? And that's the thing, have you ever done it where you think, I'm going to start sending everybody birthday cards or Christmas, and then you forget someone or you forget it one year and you think, oh, crap, or it's late. And yeah, it's just not, it doesn't make you look on it or that professional, does it? But I mean, obviously, I mean, Isaac, I'm sure you'll have a billion recommendations, but is there any sort of like automation softwares or things like that? Or Louis, have you got anything you use that you think people probably should be using or could help people?
For me, I would say the most important automation software that I have is Zapier.
It sounds really useful.
I think it
costs like 28, 29 quid a month. And with that, I get 20 zaps. So that means I can set up 20 automations. I've used up all 20 of them.
of course.
And there's more that I want to do. It's just spending more money.
I guess as these automation systems, they cost money, and sometimes like, you know, CRMs, I found so many businesses like, I don't want to spend like £50 a month or something on that like CRM, and you think, but this is literally going to save you so much time when you so much money on an awful CRM,
and
that's
like,
it. But it's a case of find the one that works for you and don't kind of be afraid to spend that money, because it'll save you time in the long run. And I think that's it. People sometimes don't remember that their time kind of costs money, doesn't it?
Like a key thing to think about when you're looking for a CRM, it needs to have one of two things. You need to either have webhooks, so the ability to, when something happens, accept data or send data, or you need a Zapier integration. That is kind of like the key. You want one of those. If you've got one of those, you can automate everything.
What CRM do you use?
I use something called Capsule. So Capsule CRM. I don't know how much it costs me. I think it's about 20 quidish a month.
Oh, that's pretty
bad,
it's
actually
not stupidly expensive. It's not stupidly cheap. It's it does its job. I wouldn't say it's the perfect CRM.
I think there with all
these, I don't think the perfect CRM exists. And I think that's every business need slightly different things.
This is
just the one that kind of ticks most of the boxes.
Yeah. Well, that's it. For something like a CRM for you might be completely different to what Louis needs and things like that. So it's trying to find the one that has a lot of your features that you need. But I think you're right. A lot of these softwares have all singing, all dancing, and some people can get quite overwhelmed with that. Yeah. And actually, I've used softwares where I've actually only used it for like maybe three or four of the features, but those features that work really well.
Yeah, those killer features.
And I've just ignored other ones. So I don't know, let's say their analytics on that feature rubbish, and I just use something else to capture that and things like that. So I think it's not a bad thing having multiple ones, but I think they've all got to work together, don't they? And like sync together.
The tools that I use, obviously, I've got my website, I've got Buffer, which is for all the social, so I've got Zappy integrations going into Buffer from the website. And then I've got my CRM. I use something called PySync. that's about to be like null and void, and it's changing to something called HubSpot Actions or something like that. I can't remember correctly. But what that does is that manages the contact data. So if you have someone sign up to your email list, it will then add them to your Google contacts. So it automatically syncs to your phone. And now you've got their phone number and their email address synced into your phone. So if that's they call really cool. you can answer that phone and be like, oh, hi, so-and-so, so-and-so.
And oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
instantly it's like, how do you know my name?
I've had that before where I've seen a person's name come up and I thought, they might not know if I have it. And I'll say, oh, hi, bloody blah, whatever my name is. And they do pause. They're like, they think I'm saying like, hi, it's Claire's people or whatever. And Claire's like, hang on.
No, that's I'm Claire. Yeah. But it's that, I guess it's that's like personal thing, isn't it?
It adds that personal touch. It's like,
a bit more on it.
So, oh, they've noticed me like engaging with their social posts. Yeah, little things like that I think are great. But PySync kind of automates all of that. I've got it so it will sync from my CRM into my accounting software. So if someone becomes a client, I love this one. If they sign my proposal, it creates a project in my project management that automatically has all of the basic tasks that are needed when doing video work for someone. It will send them an invite automatically into it. Something I'm about to add is a little video that gets sent across with the invite, which is just going to be me showing them how to use the project management software. But yeah, it sends all of that. It will mark their deal as completed or as won within my CRM and then add them into my accounting software.
I bet your accountant loves you.
So it like it basically creates that there. So all I then have to do in the accounting software is send the invoice.
I bet you even massive businesses or corporations don't do half this stuff.
Oh, they definitely don't. Like some of my some of my clients are pretty big businesses, and the way they handle their accounts departments is bloody awful. And like the communication between departments, and it's like literally like just invest in some tools.
I guess that's a thing, isn't it? If you're a bigger business, and obviously you employ people to do certain jobs, but actually, if you get these systems in, a lot of people might say, why do I need that system? Because Claire does that. That's her job. But technically, it'll probably help her to do her job better and that communication side of things.
Not to mention as well, Claire's costing you at least like 26 grand a year, you know. If you automate bloody stuff, Claire. It's costing you 26 a month. Yeah. Like 26 pounds a month, not 26 grand. Obviously, with bigger companies, like you're going to need to spend a lot more on your automations. It really depends on your size. Like I'm spending kind of like the low end of having that full stack of automation. And it's going to go nowhere but up from there. But that's the thing, like the more you start automating and the more you get that process nailed down, the higher really your conversion rate should become. So you're really narrowing it down and it's becoming easier for you to get that sale. So you have to do less work in the sales process. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, sales is my weakest point. I'm good at the marketing. And I'm in a good position where the marketing really does that sales for me. So when I get into the meeting, I can just be like, figure out what their weak points are and just be like, okay, this is where I can help you. This is how much it'll cost.
There's literally nothing better than sitting down in a meeting and being like, oh, they're properly buying into this without me really having to do anything. Whereas the ones I hate the most where you sit down with the client and you feel like you have to do a lot of convincing and things, and that's probably where you say that awareness stage hasn't maybe worked as well.
Yeah.
A lot of this, hopefully, by the time they get to you, they're ready
to
be.
You are still going to get these time wasters coming through the pipeline. Always. It's always going to happen. But you know what? Like for me, when that happens and I'm in a meeting, I will know then and there, like within 10 minutes, I will know if that's going to be, if it's going to be worth my time putting together a proposal. And then the way I've kind of structured my sales now is it goes through a little mini pipeline of its own from beginning to end of the sales process. And then it gets to the end. And instead of just being like, I'll send you over a proposal, I'm like, okay, so it's going to cost roughly between this and this. I need to do a proposal to figure out the details in a bit more detail. Is that something you want me to do? And then if they say, oh, we don't have the budget for that, then I'm like, great.
Yeah, at least it saved. Yeah. Because it, like, I know my other half, his business, they send out these very, very detailed kind of proposals and things. It's basically they have to design whole systems to kind of quote it. But sometimes then clients can turn around and say, yeah, no, we're not going to do this.
Yeah.
And you think, oh my God, I've spent like 2 days. You sometimes spend days on quotes.
You want to template your proposals as much as you can. So I use Better Proposals, which is, it's like a little web page. It's, people can access it with like a branded domain name. So it looks really nice. It's got all my brand design to it.
It's full of me taking notes.
It's literally like a templated system. So I've got a template for standard video projects. I've got a template for my subscriptions. And all I have to do then is go in, change little bits of copy here and there, like change what their goals are, what the strategy is that I've come up with. And it takes it down to like, I can get a proposal sent off to someone within like half hour max.
Crude. Yeah, that is good.
So it's called Better Proposals.
Like, yeah, Better Proposals. Don't sign up for it. Yeah, I've got a...
I've got an affiliate link, okay.
I'll send you an affiliate link and you can give me some kickback for that, please. I'm not giving this advice for free.
Put the link in the description.
Yeah, for everyone.
I mean, if anyone wants to find any links to useful tools for their marketing, I do have a really brilliant resources section on my website that's got camera gear recommendations. I've got guides and ebooks, and also recommendations for different tools and software. So sign up for that. It's free.
Yeah, I think.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
I think it is amazing the length you go to. But I know you talked to me before about obviously you want to continue to grow the business and start employing people and things. And I think that's where basically if I was a new employee working with your business, I'd know exactly what the processes were, how to do it. And it's just,
yeah, done. I mean, processes aside, like I'm still not, I haven't got it well documented yet. And that's the key thing. There's a book called Systemology, which is all about documenting your processes to make things easier for onboarding and getting employees kind of up to speed with the way you do things.
At least they're in place, though, and you're using them really well. Because
it's all in my head.
But even so...
This is where I need a VA.
Yeah, but even if you're teaching somebody, you know, I think as long as the processes are in place and you're using them well and that they work well, then you're kind of winning, aren't you?
Yeah.
But
it's going to make, like... One of the biggest reasons people or employers have this philosophy of like, oh, you just can't get the right staff is for two reasons. One, because they haven't got the systems to train the staff easily. Two, that means they have to train them, like physically spend time with them, which they don't do because they're busy themselves. So if you can get these things in place, you're automating, therefore, your training of your staff training.
Yeah, you need
going to make your life and their life way easier. They're going to make more money for business and it's just going to...
Well, you need the right tools, don't you? I mean, I remember working at a company and the director refused to get me, like, Word on the... I was like, I need Word because it was this, like, weird program. I don't even know what it was, but, like, all the other people had Word in the office, but because I was, like, newer, he was like, oh, no, you'll be fine. But then the documents other people were sending me, I couldn't quite open all the formatting change. Then he'd get annoyed with me because my formats were wrong, and I'm like, just buy me Word, please. Like,
so stingy.
Not going to lie, it blows my mind. The amount of businesses I work with where the person in their marketing department doesn't have access to social media scheduling tools, doesn't have access to things like Adobe Creative Cloud, so they can... edit photos and create graphics and stuff like that. It's like, how do people get things done? It doesn't make sense. Kind of going back to what you were saying about like people with employing, I think another failure people tend to make is their mission. The company's mission is awful. Like it's just a load of crap that doesn't actually get the employees excited. And that's kind of what you want to be doing. Like with your employees, with your customers, you want to get them excited about your mission. Because it's through that excitement that they become passionate and they become driven and they want to do the work to help reach that goal as a team collectively.
I guess they buy into your processes, and if that includes like all that automation side, because sometimes I've found speaking to some clients and I say the best way if you kind of automate this side of things, but they're like, well, we've done it this way for so long, and they're a bit, well, they're a bit stuck in the ways, and they're a bit sceptical, which, you know, sometimes can be understandable, but kind of if everybody buys into the same... you know, philosophy, mission, ethos, then you know, you're on the right
track. It's crazy though, but like, I don't understand people when they have that philosophy, like, oh, but we've been doing it this way for so long. It's like, yeah, people used to light candles to have their house lit on an evening. Now we've got light bulbs. We flick a switch. We don't have things burning. It's nicer on our lungs. And you know what? It's easy to replace once every 10 years. We get a new LED bulb. I don't get people. Like, why be stuck in old ways? Things are changing for a reason because things are improving. Okay. If things aren't improving, then what is the point in you doing what you're doing?
I guess that it's, if things are working well for you, yeah, do you maybe need to change? But I think stuff like with that automation.
Complacency is a killer.
But yeah, but with that automation side of things, I think people, a lot of people I work with, the a lot of people say, I'm not very tech savvy, which...
I think it can be a scary and daunting thing.
And even sometimes me, who I think I'm not, I know sort of my way around kind of tech and softwares and things, but sometimes even I come across the software and think, I don't even know how to start with this, and it's they're confusing. But
that's not an issue with the user. That's an issue with the people creating a software. That's just you're using the wrong software. Software needs to be simple to use, else no one's going to use it. So it's literally just bad user experience design.
I guess
people get paid a fortune to do user experience design because it is very difficult to get nailed.
I guess that's why I love people with Apple and stuff. It's just so easy. I remember my granddad, bless him, he had about 3 tablets, all different makes, and he couldn't use any of them. So I said, should we just get you an iPad? Because it was just easy. And he just, 80 or whatever, he could function it, whereas these other ones, clueless.
Yeah, I always find it, like, with websites and, like, the, what do you call it? Like, the title, the list of...
The navigation menu.
And all the words for buttons, they're, like, kind of obscure. And they don't actually mean, like, exactly what they say they're going to mean. It's like, well, what does... I can't think of any examples off the top of my head now, annoyingly. But it's what the fuck?
It's hard to find what you need, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, which button do I press to find...
Get that. And that's when I guess you lose people, don't you? I guess with that, in terms of the automation, I guess, what would you recommend in terms of finding the best one? I feel like it's probably identifying what you need, though, as in the beginning, saying, well, for my business, I need X, Y, Z, and then is that...
Yeah, you do need to think a bit more about what sort of problems you're going to be solving within that chain of actions that need to take place. That's kind of your first step. But it is also a bit of trial and error, because you may jump on a bit of software and you actually find, okay, that doesn't work quite as well as I expected. It took me quite a while to settle on what I've settled on. Zapier, that's just like industry standard, really, for automations. That's like the go-to. There are others out there, but they're just awful. Like, don't have as many connections and this kind of thing. But I think that's the thing. Like, because of tools like Zapier now, you can use pretty much whatever software you want, because most decent like bits of software will integrate with that. Because they know, like, just by integrating with that, they've integrated with tens of thousands, if not more, platforms, instead of having to go and manually do all of that. Make sure it's got Zapier integration and you're pretty much set.
You're winning.
Yeah.
That's the secret to your automation, Zapier.
It is. Like, I need to join their affiliate program and get some kickback from that. as you can probably tell, I'm an advocate for automation. I think it can save a lot of time. But there are things that you don't need to automate and you shouldn't automate. And that is those personal touch points. So... having people like get physical things, like, you can automate and send it through someone like Louis. That's great. It's still that kind of personal touch. Having meetings with people, like, you don't want a robot to have a meeting with someone. Yeah, have a meeting with them yourself, still giving people the options to call you if that's what they want to do.
Customer service, it's the most annoying thing when you just cannot get through to a person ever, and you're just like, these options that you're listing to me are not what... See, my issue is, let me fucking speak to someone. And I have actually found a hack, actually. If you're on a phone and you're on a call and they're saying, like, press 8 if you want this body bar. If you press 0 and star, you get put through to a person.
I'll have to try that next time I'm on hold.
Something that you can do on those chatbots is you can literally put talk to human.
And it
will, like, put you through to human straight away.
Because I often find this with Facebook, and a lot of my clients sometimes get frustrated, and they're like, sometimes stuff happens and it's sort of a bit out of your hands. Like, I remember once my ads account got blocked. I just could not quite work out what was causing it. And I was like, I just need to speak to a person.
You can't.
And I couldn't.
Facebook,
you couldn't. There's no number. There's nothing. There's nothing there. So you have to sort of, a lot of it, you go on forums and ask other people, but sometimes with that, for me, it really bugs me because I just want to speak to a human being. So I think it's important to have the mix, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, your automation should not get in the way of people getting in touch with people at your company. It should just make things easier for yourself and your customers. Mm. So it's just a way to take that workload off. Don't automate everything. Have that personal touch still there for all of the different stages. Like, if people do want to get in touch manually, let them. But have the automation there, because it's going to save you a shit ton of time, save you money, and just make your life and your customer's life a whole lot easier.
That's it, isn't it? I guess it's as simple as, if this automation is going to make your life and your customer's life easier, do it. If it's going to hinder either of those things, don't do it.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, that's the most important thing, is that your user experience and your like team business experience is as simple and as easy as it needs to be.
And they're kind of like key, aren't they? If you get them right, then, you know, you're going to get sales and things are going to work for you. But no, I've learned a lot. I hope everyone else has. It's amazing. And I think you're definitely putting everyone to shame there.
if everything kind of goes tits up with my business, like, something I would probably enjoy doing is helping people automate their
businesses.
Honestly,
there would be so many businesses that would fucking pay a fortune for that, honestly. Because there are loads of businesses, but around that size, whether like million to maybe 5 million turnover, and they're kind of just stuck there. They're not really changing. They've been there for the last few years. And if they had those systems that made them work better, so the team enjoyed doing what they're doing more, the users preferred it, then they'd grow.
Automation ultimately is about being more efficient, being more agile, and getting your business to a point where you can spend less time on busy work and more time on what actually matters. And that's creating your product, creating your service, and actually helping your customers achieve their goals, because that's ultimately what we're all in business for. We want to help our customers succeed.
I think all this would really help companies as well. Like, I know my neighbor, he started working with a company and he said they're growing so fast, just nobody kind of knows where anything is. Whereas if somebody, you know, came in or could recommend the best systems, automations, at least everyone's on the same page. Or sometimes where if you're bringing in lots of new people or you're going in new directions in your business, sort of a lot of people, it can all go a bit wrong, can't it? Because nobody knows where you are or on the same page.
I think one of the final benefits to it is consistency. It means your customers are always going to have the exact same experience. They're always going to sign up or buy something, and they're always going to get the same emails, have the same experience, the same communication from a company. Whereas if it's manual, some customers are going to be like, oh, this has been really good. Some people are like, oh, well, like, where's my order? Whatever this might be.
And that's
it's consistent, it means people are more likely to become loyal to the business.
Yeah,
that's a really good point. I think especially on the retail side, as in, I've had it before where, you know, like, you order something and you get no confirmation email and you think, oh God, have they taken my money? And so things like that, if that's just all automated and done, then happy days, isn't it? It just makes you as a customer feel way more reassured and things as well.
Yeah.
I think there are some businesses like retail in particular that needs to focus more on the personalization and relationship side. Because when you order things online, some businesses will send a nice little handwritten note with the order, for example, which is a nice little touch.
I got one of them over there, and I was like, oh.
Someone I was speaking to the other day got, they ordered some wine from a wine merchant, and the wine merchant, they put a little postcard in, and they drew a quick picture of someone who was looking quite drunk, and with a note to say have a great Friday evening with asterisk hiccup and that sort of thing. And it's just a nice little touch that takes 60 seconds to do.
Yeah.
And it makes all the difference.
That's it. People will be talking about that, won't
they? Yeah, exactly. She told me about it. So.
And now everyone on here knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know who they are.
So to summarize, in this episode, we have looked at automation and how it can do wonders for your business if used in the correct way. Yes, there's pros and cons to automation, but like I said, if you do it in the right way, it's going to really, really help you save time, become more consistent, and ultimately save money. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to give us some feedback, or if you have a question you'd like us to answer, send us an email. You can find it in the description of this episode. Also, make sure to follow us on social media so that you never miss an episode. We are MMM Guides on most social networks. Again, we'll have the links for that in the episode's description. So we are Isaac, Jenny, and Louie, your guides to making money with marketing.